left side over here, Tzemach Zayin. We have not quite the book. Pasach lo pischol ahay pasim hocha. So that's the next psicha to the parasha. So it's Chazal that Ashna Pasik, and he's going to explain. It says, Shir amalis le David, luli Hashem, shoylon bekum aleinu Adam. That's a pasuk in Dillim, that Shir amalis le David, it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us when an Adam came up against us. So Chazal amedayik v'loy melech. In other words, the pasuk is saying we had an especially difficult period when an Adam came up against us and not a melech. And that's very hard to understand because the Chura, a melech is much more powerful. You say, I'm very scared that a king will try to destroy me. That we understand. But I'm very scared that a person, not a king, in other words, it's worse because he's a person, not a king. That's what Chazal Darshan, and he's going to try to explain what the inyan that is. Pir says, Shabaloyma k'inyan haman hoya puranis, shlohei b'chol atzor shav laka Yisrael. Yisrael, shekinim kula hashmit v'lahar glabedes kulam. In other words, there never was a mahalach in all the other tzaras of Klal Yisrael where somebody was out to totally destroy Klal Yisrael. In other words, there was a metzias of somebody coming. There was a metzias of somebody coming to want avdus, to want shibud, but total destruction was unusual. In other words, it never was ever such a gzera. Mitzrayim was goyza avdus and some killing, and all the other malchus wanted shulton. V'zeh mipnei ki homan odem v'loy melech. Ki ha-melech mitzad malchusoy mevakesh avodim emshol aleihem. She'ein melech b'loy am. So the first point he makes is a practical point, that a melech needs something. And if a melech needs something, then he needs citizens, he needs army, he needs prisoners, he needs workers, he needs something. A king usually wants to retain the shulton over a province and not destroy them. Like you see that Haman, when he tried to get Ahasuerus to agree, so the only way he could do it is by having him giving him money. In other words, he had to go out of his way to explain to Ahasuerush that it's not going to be a loss for him. Because the teva of a melech is that he wants subjects. What makes a melech into a melech is the fact that he rules over a large group of people. Aval homish loyo a melech. V'loyo ya machshav toy limloich. Rak lahashmin laharik. So that's the pshat, the pasuk pshat. Ki kasha hoya adam miskaimim aleinu, azrinu ka Hashem Yisbach hu sho'imid lanu, asha einem aniach la'abed Yisrael. Turn back like in English. Kach yiftichonu asha hu bitchanei mishanteinu. Aval melech sho'imid ha'Yisrael enim vak shlakas ha'kor. So the first pshat is the pasuk pshat, that only a melech, all those who rose against Klal Yisrael were malachim. Teva of a melech is that he doesn't want to completely be oiker, he wants to be meshabed, whereas here was a special sakana because he was an adam. Now, a second point. V'gam, ki kol melech hu melech me'eis Hashem ha-mamlech melochim, k'mo yish'oma mi'hadom malkin, u'me'ito ha-melucha, v'hu yisperch enim chal avisa. Let's talk about this point. The Lev Melochim that Abiyad Hashem, there's in it says Malchuse Derekiah came Malchuse Da'ara. Malchuse Da'ara came Malchuse Derekiah. The place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha extends into the world is through Melochim. The Shulton Lamata is ke'ilu the low, it's the direct agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In as much as a person is an individual, he has Bechira Chavshis, and he acts out of Bechira Chavshis. The Lev Sarim and the Lev Malachim, there the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga, so to speak, is the malchus in this world. It's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha ends in Elyonim, it starts in malchus. And that's why malchus is such a very big inyan. And that's why you have to give kavod to melachim like Eliyahu gave kavod to Achim and so on. Because a melech is really partially an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha. He is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha comes into this world. So you could never have a metzias. A melech doesn't have 1,000% bechira because he's being used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can use and abuse it. He can. It says l'mashal by Paroi, the Ravid says that the reason why he was punished, even though he was carrying out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gezeira of avodah v'noisim, because he was marbe more than he should have. He was worse than he should have been. But there still is an element of hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting into Klal Yisrael. If you take a look in into the Malachim, if you look at the nusach that they have for Shlomo Malchus, there's a tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give in the Lev Malachim and the Yoatzim to do good for Klal Yisrael and so on. Because there's an understanding that since a melech does not represent his self only, there's an element of it being a tool of hashgacha rather than an almost total expression of his own plus or minus. So as long as somebody's a melech, it's impossible he should be goyzer kloya, because sach hakol, he's an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to some degree, whereas Haman, since he wasn't a melech, so he was completely free to do as he wanted. It's very interesting. There was one other combination that worked like that, and that was Bilam and Balak. The other wedding between a melech that was using an Adam was Balak and Bilam, and here it was Haman and Achashverosh. By trying to join the two together, they were trying to get around the limitations on a melech. A melech is all-powerful. A melech can physically do what he wants, but mitzad bechira, he's lacking the complete power to do everything. Mitzad his own self-interest and so on. Bilam and Balak was one combination, and Achashverosh and Haman, by both of them it says actually Vayafoch, it's very interesting. Here it's Vayafochu, and over there it's Vayafoch Hashem Zakal Levrocha. But Al Kopanim, there was the unique feature of it being Adam. Since this person wasn't a melech, the Gemara says, "Lecha Hashem amamlocha, afilu reish gargisa is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Reish gargisa means the guy who has the lowest job. I don't know, today you would like the head of the sanitation department. But it says Reish Gargisa, the head of it. In other words, any place that there is a shulton of Malchus, in that sense, it's Mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So L'cho Hashem HaMamlocha, V'amisnase L'cho L'Reish, Melamed Arafil Reish Gargisa is not Nismana, everything is Ashkocha. Nothing in the world turns without it. But there's a very different darg of Ashkocha. If this person has any shulton, then it's Meshutif with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's already an extension of Ashkocha at the price of his own Bechira. Ma'ashenkin, here was Adam, She'ein Zemar Hashem Yisrael. Vazeh Amar Lule Hashem Bechulu, Shehu Yisparach Oizi Yisrael. She'Yisrael Dveikim Bashem, V'nishra V'shma Agadol Shlo Yechal Oizem, U'bishmoy Hu Mekayim Yisrael. V'lule Chein Ovadnu Bekum Aleinu Adam Blei Melech. So that's the second pshat. Now he has another nekuda, deeper nekuda. Void yeshcha lehavin davar zeh, ki kasha hamisnaged hu ha'adam v'loy melech, oz hu mevakesh la'abed sakoil kimo she'osos haman. Ki omur chazal, shim ein moira malchus ishes re'eyu chayim b'lo'o. Let's talk about this. He'll explain it soon, but let's talk about it first, Balpe, a little bit. Adam was created yechidi. Adam was never yechidi. A person's tzura in this world is being a yachid, being an only one. And that's, and Adam feels that way. Balachayim were created l'minehu. They were created to be a min. And b'meila, every balachay is part of a flock, it's part of a herd and something. Adam was created a yachid, because that's the mitzvah of Adam. In that sense, Adam is doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the sense of an Adam being a yachid, in that sense, anybody else is a steerer to his mitzvahs, and he would like him out of the way. The first two people, Cain and Hevel, there was plenty to go around, but the very fact that there was another and other mitzvahs, so Cain needed to get rid of Hevel. The etzem fact that there's another niver in the world already disturbs Adam in as much as Adam is yichidi. So the mitzvahs of Adam is yichidi, like it says, "Mani yochid bal yoinim, afu yochid betachtoinim." So Adam, in as much as he's yichidi, he pushes everything else out. Kav yochid b'akadosh baruch hu, it's the same midah. It says, "Kotza hamatza melistareya," that when Kaiso started worshipping Avodah Zarah, we were doomed. Why? Because there's no room for an other. Anytime you have an other, it has to go. It says if a person is a Balgaiva, Hashem says, "Ein anivu hu yuchal lodu kifrifaras." We can't be in one place. The yichidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is his main midah, it's his midah of Hashem Echad, is be'etzem pushes out everything else. And Adam, in as much as Adam is a copy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has that same midah. And by Adam, it's a midah ra, where he pushes everything else out because he's a yichidi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses the midah of yichidi in another way. And that is through Malchus. The Maral asks, we'll leave Maral a second. In other words, a melech is somebody who puts together pieces in a way that they form a whole unit. That's the a melech is not just the rules of everything. A melech creates a malchus, which is a big, it's one picture using all the pieces. That's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called malchus. So Hashem Echad, there's a reason why on Yom Kippur and special moments when we mekabel ol malchus shemayim, we say Shema Yisrael Shekhen Hashem Echad, and then we say Hashem Melech Hashem Molech Hashem Yimloich. The two psukim, Hashem Melech is not a pasuk really, those two sayings are Hashem Echad is mitzad the sheirish sheboy, Hashem Echad is the etzem mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But mitzad the bria, how does a bria of so many pieces come shtel zech tzu to Hashem Echad through Malchus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts all the pieces into one unit. We've spoken quite a few times. The difference between Memshal and Malchus, everybody says that from the Goyen, this is Beratzen, this is this. It's much deeper than just this is Beratzen, this is Be'oines, is that. A melech approaches, for instance, let's give an example. If a person is given the job of controlling a mob, so the understanding is that everyone in the mob is rioting on his own, and brute force is going to put it down. If you knock the living daylights out of as many as you can and put the fear of the Lord in the everybody else, they're going to disperse. When a person has an army, and he has 50,000 new recruits that he's trying to make into an army, he does it with the understanding that they're all going to have to fit into a big picture of a machine that works as if it was one unit. He's going to be shooting, he's going to be commanding, he's going to be logistics, he's going to be support, he's going to be scouting. It's going to act like a human being, like a human body, which is one unit that consists of a lot of different elements. So that's called Malchus. The midah of making one out of the many, or out of the all, that's called the midah of Malchus. So a robber is someone that can extort money from everybody and do what he wants with it. A king is someone that sees everybody as part of one big picture, and he takes the tax and does for the country, etc., etc. That is the difference. That's the midah of Malchus. So the highest darg, the highest midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something called Hashem Echad. Niskav Hashem Levadoy, Vayibayim Uliyah Hashem Echad Shema Echad. And the way in which that midah expresses itself in this world is called Malchus. That all the bits and pieces of the world fit in and they plug in someplace to that Malchus. So now, every Adam, in as much as he has in himself a midah that's parallel to Hashem Echad, he pushes everything else out because it's a stira to his achdus. In as much as the person sees himself as a melech, then he understands his job is to take the pieces and put them together. So mitzad the midah of Adam being yechidi, it creates a drive to repel everything, to push everything out. That's how it expresses yechidus. Einoid milvadoi. And mitzad malchus, he expresses his yechidus by incorporating everything. So he says, Achashverosh was a melech. And therefore, mitzad malchus, and any other melech, whether it was Nebuchadnezzar or so on, or even Malchi Rome, they express their malchus by incorporating all the pieces. The truth was, the Roman Empire saw itself as having the ability to press all the pieces of the world together into this one huge nation and so on and so forth. So any melech, the melech's instinctive reaction to Klal Yisrael, to anything, would not be destruction. But when you take a super person who's not a melech, then the way he gets his thing is by pushing everything else and so on and so forth. So he says, and this is Gomer Chazal said, Shim ein Moira Malchus, Ish Esre'eyu Chayim Blo. If there wouldn't be the Moira of Malchus, every person would swallow up everyone else. The moral saying, a dove of Nifla, it's not because, well, why would we think everybody's a criminal? I mean, he's saying, you know, if there wouldn't be a police force, everybody would kill everybody else. The answer is a person instinctively is going to push everything else because that's his metzias. He needs to sense himself as a yochid. Malchus is the mechanism that incorporates that drive into a different track. And therefore, every person wants to swallow up someone else. Shaloya nimtza achazulosi. Lekach homon. Ilohoya melech had homon bin a melech. Lohoya mevakesh la'abedis akoyl. Avozehoya odom. Lekach hoyoitzavaz Yisrael. Being that he was a super example of Adam, as opposed to a melech, he was not a melech. So therefore, since Klal Yisrael appeared to him to have some sort of independent metzias, the solution was to destroy him. Same lashon blow, kmo shamarnu, ki ha'adam nivra yechidi. Shetira mizeh, ki kein b'teva bri'osa shel adam, sheyechidi. Vizeh mipi ha'adam u'melech tachtoinim. So if you take a look, Lamashal, at the sun and the moon, so the moon, the first fight was because it couldn't stand another, and therefore it wanted to push the other one out, to be might the other one. So he says in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is a fine point that Paul also says in different places. If we look at the two midas, We look at the midah of Echad, of Hashem Echad, and we look at the midah of Malchus, which is the superior of the two midahs. So the on first glance, a person would say the Achdus is the superior midah, because it's only a Kaddish Baruch Hu, nothing else but a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But that's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Tachtoinim to be Megale, that within the Ribui, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus is also Shalit. It's an the Kuzari says it, that when we look around at the Bria, we're struck at the Ribui and the Achdus inherent within the Ribui. If we look at the world, it's a mind-boggling maze of so many different things, and if you look at it more finely, everything's made of the same basic matter. The fact that all of living life is kemat the same thing, it's extraordinary how little difference there really is in even the genes and the different in the whole spectrum of living things. It shows the inherent achdus within that. When we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because he wanted to be Megala himself in the world, in a sense, it's one of those paradoxes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness of being Echad is not revealed when there's nothing else there. The greatest Gilui is when there's so much there and it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even within the world of Ribui, there's a shlit, there's a shulta of Shem Echad. So if Adam stalls to that midah, then he wants that ribui, and let's give a mashal, something that's very, very, I guess, close to home even. A person has a mishpacha. So at first glance, it takes away from his time, from his ability to do something. I'm busy with this, I'm busy with this, I'm busy with this, I have this responsibility, that is the other responsibility. And when a person is single, then there's really nothing else that could be demanding anything of him, so the person can see himself completely bizgalus. But the real kavanah and the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the person be a melech also. That the person be megala, what it is that he has, as expressed through all the pieces in his life, whether it's a wife, whether it's children, whether it's people that are totally on him, whether it's society around him, it's being able to draw a circle that makes an achdus out of the ribui. So it's a much deeper kavana than the kavana of just having a pure achdus without anything else. So he says, so Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Mekabel. In other words, it was an Adam that was completely devoid of Malchus. And the hefech of it, Esther was a Malka. Esther was Malchus. She was loved to be Malchus. She was the hefech of Haman in that sense lay in the middle of Malchus. Haman expressed the ra of something being a yachid, and seeing the ribui in the world as a stira, and the kolze nena shavali, whereas Malchus is meant to incorporate it and to show that even on all the pieces there's a shulta of achdus. Okay, we'll hold it over here.